You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
So we recently got a comment saying that I ignored someone at a Springfield Cardinal game years ago.
You snubbed her, yeah.
And that she was upset at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she still is. We're going to find out because I'm going to apologize. That's terrible.
No, yeah.
That's not cool.
No, I know that wouldn't, that's not sitting well with you.
No, not at all. So we'll find out a little bit more. We have her on the line. You here?
Hi, this is Christina.
Christina!
Ah, yay!
Hi, how are you?
I'm extremely embarrassed.
Why?
Oh, don't be.
Oh, because it was so long ago, but I was having a really bad day. So thinking about it made me laugh, but I didn't think it would go to here. So.
Oh, no, this is great. We're glad to have you on.
Yes, we are.
Now, Christina is on the lines, and the reason that we are reaching out to you is because you commented. Where Chelsea, you found it. So
I
kind of recap what's up here.
I was a big fan till I got snubbed at a Springfield Cardinals game. You only get to make me sad once, laughy face. I still listen. And I just got a dose of reality of the sad reality that I was not noticeable at that point. And being a big fan and a new mom, I was a little starstruck. So it was like if Brad Pitt had snubbed me.
Well, I can tell you that it's not even, I'm not in the same sentence as Brad Pitt. I might be in the same.
Oh, back then though, in my world, you were.
Oh, wow. Fotch, wow.
I don't know.
What were you doing different?
I mean, what am I doing so bad now to where it's just not even, I'm just gone. It's
what like
I'm not even
you?
Here anymore. Well, listen, we wanted to reach out to you, first of all, for me to say I'm sorry that we saw that. And then you wanted to add something too also. Katie from Russia is with us.
Yes, after you posted that comment, we asked you to DM us and you sent a little bit more details about what actually happened. Like what was the situation like? You said it was years ago when the man was in his prime.
Christina, that's amazing. Thank you for that.
We all died laughing when we were writing this message.
I loved it.
Yeah, so you said that you managed to get a good spot with your three-year-old on the grass right by where you were standing, Fotch, greeting people. And she shouted a couple times. It was her personal, local, famous moment. You looked up and then back to what you went back to what you were doing. Ugh. And she was so heartbroken.
That's terrible. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
So what is this all accurate or is there anything that you can add? What do you know what year this was at Hammonds Field?
So I actually got the date wrong. It was about 10 years ago because I remember my daughter was old enough that I didn't have to worry about her wandering off while I was trying to get your attention. So it was probably about 10 years ago. And I remember that it was just one of those weird moments where I was in my 20s and starstruck.
And you were in the grass. So you were like in left field. So you were like a part down the
right
left.
Yeah, right by an area where there's like an area big enough you could drive like up under where the seats were. I'm not sure kind of what area that was, but it was kind of a wide area.
So where we were doing musical chairs probably. We used to, there's like a tunnel that goes under Hammonds Field.
Yeah.
And it's down the third baseline, kind of in the left field area. And you were probably in the grass area where we used to be.
Right. I was right by the wall. Like I could look down and see the little trail. So I was like, I was so close. I'm like, I'm surely going to get at least a wave or a head nod or.
And nothing. I didn't do anything to you.
You literally looked right at me and then looked right away, said something to the people you're with, and then walked away. I was just like, oh my goodness.
I feel terrible.
Wow, Fotch. That's bad.
Because especially when I'm at the Cardinal game, I try to speak to everyone that I come across or even
that was
people
what was so exciting because I followed you for a long time prior to that. So I was like, it was one time I got to go to the game and I was able to bring my kid who loves baseball. So I was like, oh, this is going to be such a good story.
And I ruined it.
I didn't realize it would be this story.
You're stuck up, Fotch.
Wow. So let's talk about it. First of all, I'm just going to keep on apologizing to you because this... I feel
you are
terrible.
So forgiven. It's so long ago. That
I feel terrible because you're right. It's all about first impressions and you don't ever want to like do that to anyone. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like you try to do that and I hate that this has happened. Now, a couple of things. Do you still listen or do you still know?
Well, you're not in your prime anymore, Fotch. I don't know.
I don't think she does.
Because you did say you still like the music, but maybe not so much me since that whole interaction 10 years ago.
Full disclosure, I only stopped listening for 3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Wow, that's a...
Yeah, I couldn't stay away anymore because really, when you've got good music, it's just kind of like you got to pick your hill to die on, and that wasn't it.
Oh, man, I'm so glad we had the music and I didn't ruin it for everyone.
No, she just likes listening to the Ginge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You should
everyone
at least,
does.
And everyone, Katie from Russia.
I have to say, Katie from Russia has been the biggest like favorite that has come on because my daughter is completely Russia obsessed, and so for her to be able to hear someone with the accent and the stories, it's been really cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're my only fan.
And I don't believe it for a day.
You've got me.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you're going on OnlyFans?
No.
Oh, you're my only. Oh, I thought she was saying that join me on OnlyFans.
Now you need to apologize to Katie.
Yeah.
As well as
but
Christine.
But that's like a daily thing.
I know. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. And I hope that there's
again, I forgive you.
If I can get you some Springfield Cardinal tickets so you can come back and I can give you guys a big hug.
Yeah.
And say thank you. And I'm so sorry that had happened. So I don't let, you know what I mean? Like I don't like to let people down.
This has been weighing
on me. I totally understand.
I am so sorry. So we're going to get some info from you. I'm going to put you on hold and then, and I just want to apologize and I love you and thank you for being a former listener. I'm sorry. I didn't give you the full attention at Hammonds Field and Springfield Cardinal game 10 years ago and acknowledge you. So now we want to go over the top and let you know that I love you and I'm sorry.
Well, again, I forgive you and I appreciate you guys so much.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.